Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway, Pisa.
Shaker. annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend statements and stars begin at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory, 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Side Ride, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500. Mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Rogue Sen, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear. 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Runway as a house, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Female figure face, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Big girl, triple threat, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Female figure realist, 2 trophies, 1 cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen Face, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus $10 pop. Butch Queen Executive Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus $10 pot. Butch Queen Thug Realness, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pot. The 3rd Annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't ever want it.
Chicago, when girls got kicked out of the ball and escorted out by security. We're also going to talk about all the pretty boys being chopped last night at the mini function, honey. We're also going to be talking about the 25 Realness with a Twist boys that came out for Realness with a Twist at the ball on Saturday, honey, and got all chopped down to 3 out of 25, honey. We're going to have an exclusive sit-down interview with the legendary icon, Christina X Tsunami. Is definitely going to be on the line to definitely tell her side of the story, honey. It's going to be a night of motherfucking fun, bullshit, and reads, and all types of things. So, girls, hold your boxes. I mean, boys, hold your boxes. Girls, hold your panties, because we're here until 2 a.m., so y'all bitches better be ready. At 1 o'clock, I don't know if it's going to go straight into the next hour or if everybody's going to have to hang up and call back in. But, bitches, yes, the extra hour is on because we're definitely going to need the extra hour because girls are coming to read. Girls are coming to tell their side of the stories. I know people from the balls is going to call in and be reading the judges and all types of things and things that happen at the ball. But, bitches, it's going to be fun. And I definitely want to congratulate all my children from the Midwest, from the East Coast, from Florida, that came from all over to Chicago this weekend to let the girls know when it comes to $5,000 as a house, the missus is that house of $5,000. The second time in a row, $5,000 grand prize winner goes to the legendary house of Mizrahi. We'll be back after these commercial breaks from the house of Christian LaCroix, sweetie.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling. LaCroix, sweetie. LaCroix, sweetie.
Darling, you are a fabulous, wonderful individual. And remember, I've known you longer than your daughter.
Champers all right for you, Pat. Lovely, sweetie.
The House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix, March 19th. Location, the Skatelin of Richmond, 5512 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, Jay Manolo Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Lalor. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dress House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, Ricky. LaCroix.
J'adore Bébé Yonavi et moi, Gucci, Fendi et Prada, Valentino, Armani, Tour, Mer, I love them, Jimmy, too.
Yes, we are definitely back. We are definitely back, and we are live on the motherfucking air, honey. Bitch, we are on, honey. We are on. We are on, honey. I see, honey. I see. I see. I see. Hold on. Let me get my co-host on the line, honey. It's the legendary father, Rodney Milan. We're going to get him on the phone. Girls, y'all going to have to bear with me tonight. Because tonight is going to be a long night. My co-host is on the road, on their way coming back from Chicago. So you're going to have to bear with me because I know my co-host phones are going to be dropping and everything tonight. So please bear with me tonight, okay? Because my co-host is going to definitely be on the line with me tonight.
Hello.
And I know they call. Hey, Rodney, and I know their phones are going to be dropping. Rodney's on the phone now. We're about to get Nicole on the phone. So y'all have to bear with us tonight because both of them is on their way back to their states. So I know that their calls are going to be dropping, and we're going to have to call them back and forth. So, girls, y'all going to have to bear with me, and we're definitely going to be here until 2 a.m. because we have a lot to talk about, and it was a lot of madness and everything, honey. baby. I'm getting Nicole on the phone now, and we're going to get the madness started, honey. Honey, hold on. I'm trying to get Nicole. See where she's at. Where's my sister? Oh, I don't know what's going on with Nicole's phone, but we'll definitely be getting to Nicole really soon once she hits me up and call in. Okay, Rodney, how you doing, Rodney?
I'm doing good, Kat. I'm doing good. A few hours from the crib.
Oh, you're a few hours away?
Yes.
Oh, well, baby.
I'll just choke it off. I'll be home.
Okay. Baby, it was a long trip. I enjoyed having so much fun in Chicago this weekend. It was really a fucking blast being in Chicago this weekend. Honey, I had so much fun with everybody that was in Chicago this weekend. How did you like the function, Rodney?
Oh, well, do me a favor, Kelly. Before we talk about Chicago, because it was a lot for Chicago, it was a function in North Carolina. For, I believe, it was Charlotte. They had CIAA weekend, which is a big basketball weekend. People from all over come to Charlotte for a basketball tournament. And I know it was a ball down there. And if anybody is out there who attended that ball, call in. If Econ's on the line, call in so we can tell us about the ball that happened down in Charlotte as well.
Yes, please. Definitely give us the tea on the ball that happened in Charlotte this weekend. And to all you callers that's on the line and you calling in private, we are not taking any private callers tonight at all. We're not going to have that shade and all that shit with the private callers tonight. If you're a real bitch and you want to get on the line, you get up here and you say what you got to say and you announce yourself. That's my new thing. That's my new thing for us going into this third season, honey. I mean, to the second season of this show. We're not doing these private callers anymore. You're going to be a real bitch. You're going to come up here and you're going to announce your name, bitch, and you're going to say what's on your mind. You're going to say like Wendy Williams say, bitch. Say it like you motherfucking mean it, bitch, okay? We're not doing private callers anymore. That's out. That's out. I'm done with private callers, honey. But I was trying to wait for Nicole. But before we get into the balls, before we get into the deep depths of the balls and everything, I was trying to wait for Nicole, but she's trying to charge up her phone some, so maybe she'll call in. But while we wait for Nicole, I'm definitely going to go into a topic that we had last Monday, and I'm definitely going to bring on the legendary icon, Christina, and definitely have her tell her side of the story about what happened with her in the House of Tsunami. I was trying to wait for Nicole so Nicole could sit down and do this exclusive interview with Christina, but I don't know where Nicole's at, and I tried to call her phone, but she's not answering her phone. So we're just going to bring Christina on, and me and Rodney will do the interview with Christina, and then we'll go into the North Carolina ball, the Chicago ball, and then the mini ball in Chicago last night. Okay? Welcome to the radio show, everybody, the legendary icon, Christina. Christina, are you there, darling?
Good evening, darling.
Evening, darling. How are you doing, darling?
Doing good. Thank you. Much, much good. I just want to get on the show. I'm not here to mudsling or degrade anybody or humiliate. I just want to clear my name.
The floor is yours, baby.
First and foremost, I retired. I sent him a text message, and I have it. When I sent it to him about retiring, we talked about it. The reason why I retired, because we had kind of like a shaky relationship. In the beginning, he's a great overall father to the kids. But as far as with me is concerned, our relationship, it hasn't been too good. He didn't pick me up or drove me to places. He left me getting on a train at 4 o'clock in the morning after coming from Philly. He didn't take care of me as the overall runner, and I felt some kind of way. I wasn't happy with the house was running. We were always constantly arguing. He wasn't listening to me. That made me not go to the meetings. Yes, I wasn't a good mother because I didn't like the house. I wasn't comfortable. I didn't make the meetings because those are not my kids. They hear it. He made them come against me. It's a lot of stuff. So I'm going to be honest. I wasn't a good mother. There were reasons why I didn't make the meetings. There were reasons why I didn't do those balls with them. I chose the balls carefully. And every outfit and every shoe that you see I bought, there's no way in hell that man spent $450 on a gown. The most he spent on the dress is $50 from a horse store, okay? That man's never bought me nothing. Anyway, the last thing is, if I'm going to do drugs, it's in the privacy of my home. I have shared that information with Tremaine on a personal basis, and he felt salty about me leaving, and he felt the need to spill my personal business with ISIS and my drug use. And if I did smoke with the kids are 25 and 26, 27 years old. I'm not smoking with 18-year-olds in my house, in the privacy of my home. But now I'm a free agent, and I wish them the best of luck, and I love them. That's it.
Okay. Well, y'all heard Christina's side of the story, and that's what Christina had to say, honey.
Thank you, guys. I love you. I see you in my new evolution. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Christina.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, y'all heard Christina's side of the story. Hold on. I told y'all we're gonna have a lot going on tonight, honey. And I'm gotta call Rodney and get Rodney back on the line, honey. I told y'all. You have to be with me because, you know, my co-hosts are definitely in transition on getting back home. So you have to be with me tonight. Buddy, hold on. We're trying to get Rodney. We're getting Rodney back on the line. Yes, 15.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, you're back, Rodney. And before I definitely go into the balls, I gotta say, I definitely do have to say rest in peace to the legendary founder of the House of Evisu, Albert Evisu, passed away last week. Definitely gotta say rest in peace to Albert. You're definitely going to be missed, and you definitely were one of the good ones here in the scene. So I definitely got to send my prayers and my condolences out to Albert's family and into the House of Evisu. Albert would definitely be one that is definitely going to be missed. Okay. So, well, where the hell is, where's the girls from North Carolina? I want to talk about North Carolina. I want to see what happened in North Carolina before we get into Chicago, because Chicago was a mess, honey. Oh my God, 15, don't start, 15. 15 is in the chat room, and she is starting already. And she called me out, too, for that category, 15. I got through. She did it. Adi, Roddy, you is a king, Roddy. Yes, Adi. She called me out, Adi. I was sitting in the name. I don't know what happened to her, Adi, but they definitely did send her back to her table behind the Mizrahis that night, Adi. How you doing, Adi? Baby girl, stop calling me out, girls, honey. Stop calling me out, honey. Just because I got shade with other girls, honey, and they be chopping me from time to time, girl. Don't be trying me, queens, honey. Don't try it. But I definitely had a blast in Chicago this weekend. I definitely got to give a big shout-out to Ayana, to the new mother, Ayana Balenciaga of Chicago. I definitely have to give a shout-out to the legendary Tayana Milan for definitely having a fab function. And, baby, when I tell you, I came in the building, as soon as I walked in the building, I heard them do a legend statement that starts when I walked in the building. I came in, they called me out at, I think it was 11:59, Ayana said, baby, at 11:59, I said I was starting my function at 12 o'clock. Let the statement and start this over, Jack. Call the judges because I'm starting this ball because y'all won't get on Walk For Me Wednesday on the radio and read me, bitch. So she was definitely on point, and they definitely did not play. They got through a majority of their categories. I think it was about five categories that didn't get called. But overall, they got through all their categories, and they was not playing with the girls.
Right. That's definitely true. So, well, I want to give a big shout-out and congratulations to Ms. Ryan on winning the five.
Post it. Yes, yes,
Pretty.
Yes, definitely. Oh my God, when I tell you, I just get my life. I got my life from everybody, and I'm not gonna sit here and lie, bitch. When we had like 7 points, and I think the Milans got up to like 4, and Balenciagas got up to like 5. I was like, oh my God, bitch, we gotta keep this going. We gotta keep this going because they coming. I was nervous, Rodney. When I tell you, I was nervous,
yes,
because y'all be
yes.
Y'all be on us, bitch. When I tell you, the Milans be on us, bitch. And I go, bitch, we cannot lose to them by 1 point again. How did they be on us? But y'all had me nervous. I kept looking down at the thing, looking at Andre. How many points they got, Andre? How many points they got? Andre said they got 4. I said, oh, bitch, we gotta get it. Bitch, I was really nervous because I know the Milans, they plan a lot of things, but then a lot of times y'all don't plan things, but bitch, at the last minute, y'all be in there, y'all pull shit together, y'all come in, y'all gag the gun. And I really did thought, I said, they're gonna come and they're gonna get us. I said, oh my God, bitch, but I had so much fun. The talent was in the building. I love all the talent that was in the building, and like everybody came out to really play. And I was gagging that all those houses really like came out to Chicago to come play for that $5,000 because they came to definitely play. And I definitely do. And I definitely, before you say what you're going to say, I definitely do have to apologize to the child and the House of Milan that I chopped for the sneaker versus sneakers category. I did not know. Kool-Aid did not tell us what the category was calling for. And if I knew the thing was calling for colorful, he would not have got chopped. All the rest of the girls would have got chopped. But Kool-Aid, you know, she was doing what she was doing, and I was telling her to bring the child back, and she was paying it and everything. So I definitely do have to apologize to him on that. Go ahead, Rodney.
Okay. I want to give a shout out because, you know, as far as everybody saying the people don't come out to the Midwest, the old heads don't come out there and support them, I want to give a shout out, personally shout out to James Kahn, Andre Mizrahi, Whitney Garcon, Joseph Princess, Tanya Prada, Jasmine Bonet Milan, just, you know, mentioning some of the older generation that really came out and brought their houses out to support the Midwest. It was nice to see that out there.
Yes, it was definitely nice to see all the girls that just be out in the building. And you know, you had 2 slight minor incidents, but it wasn't nothing really to talk about or to throw out there because Ayana and Tayana, they was on their shit, bitch. They came and they was not playing with it. If they thought something was wrong, they was about to clear the whole judges panel and change the panel because they didn't want no shade, no shenanigans. They was on their motherfucking shit. Those cupcakes that y'all had at the table, those cupcakes was cute. You know, they was very cute. I don't know if they was good for my diabetes, but I had a couple, you know, but they were good. I loved them.
Right.
I definitely did love them. I definitely gotta give a shout out to all the girls that came out for Vogue Femme. It was just like so many girls came out for that Vogue Femme category. It was like, oh my God, bitch. And the Vogue so down. I definitely gotta give a big congratulations to my son, Tiny Mizrahi, came all the way from Florida with his Power 5. Brought his Power 5 from Florida up to motherfucking Chicago. Definitely did win grand prize on that. Definitely got to give a big shout out on that. Congratulations to Rodney for winning Legendary Realness. Congratulations to Rodney for winning Executive Realness. I definitely got to give a big congratulations to my daughter, Cookie Mizrahi, for definitely winning New Phase. I definitely got to congratulate her for winning Women's Phase, along with Jules Mizrahi. Who else won categories that I remember?
Xavier Mizrahi for winning Schoolboys.
That's Xavier and Duke Mizrahi for definitely winning Schoolboy Realness. I definitely got to give a big shout out to Ray Ray and Andre for winning Legendary Performance. Ray Ray for winning Runway. Gay Tay Mizrahi for definitely winning Up in Palms. I definitely got to give a shout out to Chanel Mizrahi from Detroit for winning Film Queen Runway. I just want to give a shout out. We won the the $5,000 by 11 points. The Balenciagas had 8. We won by 11. Definitely got to give a shout-out to those 8 numbers that walked and brought those 11 points back to the house for the win of the $5,000. Definitely a big shout-out to all of y'all. Definitely a big shout-out to everybody that definitely hit the back of the runway and came out there and was not playing, Mitch. It was just like, it was definitely, you know, it was a ball. It's nothing that I can really read or say about the ball. The girls actually did come out, and the girls actually did come motherfucking play, honey. And it was cute. And I got my life. And I enjoyed it. Rodney?
Oh, definitely. I forgot I gave a shout-out to Cabbage and Tim Ebony. Definitely in the building as well.
Oh, yes. Cabbage did definitely come out, and Cabbage was definitely in the building. And Cabbage was not playing. Cabbage...
Yes,
Cabbage
definitely had a few things to say during the ball.
Oh, yes, Cabbage was not playing. Cabbage was up there, and Cabbage was about, it was still, when I tell you, 15 is in here, oh, my God, 15, call in here. Press 1 and call in here, 15. I want to hear what you guys are saying, 15, because you are sitting here, and you're going off in this chat room, honey, and you're talking about the function, honey. So call in here. I want to hear what you got to say about everything that happened at this function this weekend, honey, 15. Because 15 said she was in the building at the function this weekend. So, 15, call in here and give me your tea. And I definitely got to give a big shout-out to all the judges that was on the judges panel this weekend, because the judges was right. The judges was not being shady. They was being fair, and they was, you know, and they was on point. The judges was really on point this weekend, I must say myself. I had no complaints. I'm not saying I don't have no complaints because we won. I'm just saying I have no complaints because I sit there and I observe the judges. And I sat on the sideline, I sat on the top of the stage, and I observed the judges. And the judges was on point, except, you know, a couple of, except two, that Miss Cabbage Act quickly got in check and, you know, and brung it to halt.
Right.
What do you think, Rodney?
I agree. It was more fair judging than I have seen in a while. I will say that. Put it in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that. And I want to give a shout. I didn't hear all the other years and stuff like that, but I do want to give a shout out to Mina Evisu for Mother of the Year, Mario Balenciaga for Father of the Year, and the House of Evisu for House of the Year. Those three I remember.
Yes, definitely to the House of Evisu for definitely coming and snatching House of the Year. It was definitely worth it, honey, you know, in the time of their grief and everything, they definitely came out and, you know, and showed exactly what Albert put together was definitely something to be reckoned with. And I hope the Evisus keep up Albert's legacy and doing everything that Albert has done with the outreach and with the talent on the floor. I definitely hope the Evisus definitely do get it up. Hold on, 15. I'm about to get you now. Come on, 15. Let's get it, 15. Give me now. Come on. I got you. I'm going to make it wait for you, 15. Come on. Honey, because 15 got some things that she needs to say, honey. So I have to make way for 15, honey. Come on, 15.
Yeah.
15
makes my
day. Okay. Yeah. The Evisus definitely, and Albert, everything that Albert had to offer to the ballroom scene, ever since he was a latex and running the latex project and then leaving from the latex project and moving on to open the House of Evisu, it was definitely like, you know, Albert's definitely, it's a lot of people, it's sad to say, it's a lot of people that have been in the scene and that has passed and went on to a better place. And it's like, you know, you sit back and you say, child, you know, okay, they're dead. But then Albert is one of those ones that is like, it really hits home, and it really like a good one. One that should still be here has moved on and went to a better place, and Albert was definitely one of those ones. 15, I'm doing you again, honey. 15, I'm doing you again. Come on now. Come on, 15. Come on. Honey, I'm sorry to you girls, honey. I'm sorry to some of you girls. Hold on. I have to do something for a minute, so hold on. Come on, 15. Come on. Baby, so, yeah.
But hold on, Rodney, while we wait for 15, let me go into our commercial break and play the legendary icon James Caan's commercial.
The icon James Caan presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011. The Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Dublin Caan. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Von Allure. Doors open at 10 p.m., ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Toast your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 as a house. The nightlife. Contact information, Icon James Caan at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Caan at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Caan, see in person. The Icon James Caan presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
Yes, yes, yes. We are definitely back. I didn't get a chance to download 15 new intro song for her, but I love this song, and I haven't, and ever since Rodney performed this song the other night, and I just love this song. I'm going to play this slight little intro for 15, and she's going to come on the line tomorrow, honey.
She's driving around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, fuck you. I just the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you, and fuck her too.
Welcome to the show, 15. Hey, 15.
Hey, sister. What's going on, Kelly?
Nothing.
What's going on, 15?
Hey, what's going on, Rodney? Can I say something real quick? Fuck you. Yes, honey.
I love that song, baby. I had to download her to my iPod, honey. I started my trip with Yolanda Adams, and then after Yolanda Adams, I went straight into that song on my road trip, honey. I love that song. Ever since I heard Rodney perform that song last Sunday, honey, I love it. That is my new song, honey. I cleaned the house and everything to that song, honey.
Wait, Kelly, hold on. How are you going to play some Yolanda Adams, honey, and then go to fuck you, honey?
Because, you know, I had to start with, you know, my house, my old little East Coast father, he's a preacher, so, you know, we had to start with our prayer, and we went to Yolanda Adams, and then, you know, that was in my playlist, so I just had to play it, but, you know. Baby, but I guess that fuck you fucked me on my way coming back home, honey, because a 10-hour road trip turned into 17 hours because it was a blizzard in Pennsylvania coming back home.
Oh,
baby, so I definitely, got fucked up, honey. But 15, honey, oh, my God, the girls called me out for face. What happened?
Well, the thing was that I was only in Chicago. I went to the ball, and I only stayed for about an hour. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't like the building. I didn't like the building was too small. It was too many people. It was packed. Kudos to Tayana and them for packing out that ball. They packed out that function. But the place was too small, and it was hot in there. It was really hot, really hot. You know,
it definitely was.
But you know that,
that
was,
on the side,
you know, 15. You know, it'd be based on, you know, how some of those venues that when the people call and try to get it shut down because of the proper paperwork and the liquor license and all that stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be, they have to take all that into consideration and get a place that they know that they can get all the necessary paperwork in. And people were still trying to call the police to get the ball shut down while we were in there.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of shutting down, I got some hot tea that I want to spill real quick. Everybody keeps saying that Milan is the one that's controlling this whole, you know, calling the police. And, yes, it's Milan, but I just got new tea that she has a partner in crime, and that's Marco. Marco is actually helping Milan shut that function down year after year, honey, because Marco is not running that ball. Being honest with you, Marco has something to do with it, too. But you know how the girls are in Chicago. They believe in, okay, that's my girlfriend, so they don't believe it. But honey, it's real tea.
Well, baby girl, I don't know why. Well, baby, Miss Tayana and Miss Ayana, let the girls know, baby, y'all was not going to get my fucking shut down. I'm going to give out my motherfucking cash, Miss Day, and that's exactly what they did. Was give out their motherfucking cash. So all the girls, bitch, stop motherfucking calling, bitch, because they was on point with their motherfucking shit. Okay.
Well, Marco was upset because she got chopped, and she deserved it, though, honey. Marco looked kind of bad, honey.
You think she did? All the girls thought she was sitting. They thought that she would have gave me a little rub for my money. That's what the girls told me. But I think the judges didn't see it that way.
She was sitting on a full platter, honey. She wasn't sitting, honey. Sitting on what? She never sits, honey. You know, drag is not for everybody. It's not for everybody. And I think someone needs to tell her to step out of it. To step out. Don't do it again.
I was just so happy that Marco didn't fall, because he definitely did have a couple of hits or miss. Maybe. And you know, I was glad he didn't fall, bitch, because the ball would have definitely have been over. Hold on, we definitely have a couple of callers, honey. Let me see who this is. It's on my phone lines, honey. Honey. Because we have a caller, and it's 323-833. You're live on the air on the recap show. What is going on? Oh, my God. Hold on, honey. This show is doing shells right now, honey. I know what's going on with this phone line and things. You know, Blog Talk really be doing shells, honey. I'm definitely going to try to get to my callers. I see people definitely do have their hands up. And I'm definitely going to definitely get to my callers, honey, to find out what they have to say, honey. Baby. I knew Tayana on the phone line, honey, because I want to know what was she doing on I Got Some Tea, honey. But I want Tayana to call in here and tell me about it, honey, because I did hear Tayana had security escorting the children out of the building last night, honey. So I want Tayana to call in here and talk about her escorting the children out the building last night. And I definitely want to talk about all the fucking realness with the twist they got at the ball, Rodney. What do you think about that, Rodney?
They deserved it.
Well, 15 summed it up. I thought some of, because Ken and Barbie have so many different looks, I think it was kind of hard to judge as if you've seen they looked, because when I went with my kids looking for their effects and stuff, we went in the section with the dolls and stuff just to, you know, get the outfits and stuff together. It is so many different looks from the military, from the beach, from just regular street clothes. Where, you know what I'm saying? That was very much a Ken look. Could have been anything. So they just should be actually judging the realness, in my opinion, for that particular category. But they was being particular about something, and at least it was at least 25 people that walked, and only 5 made it.
Sure did. They was not playing with them. They chopped them like motherfucking hotcakes, baby. They got them in and out of there, honey.
Baby, that's it. That's it.
That's it. And, honey, we have a caller, 610-504. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller? 610-504. You're live on the air. Okay, I don't have time to play with these girls. Girls, listen here. If you plus one and you come up on the line, please say something, because I have so many girls hitting me up on Yahoo telling me that the radio show is packed and they're trying to get on the phone line. So if you press 1, please make sure you have something to say, honey. And if you're sitting here and you're on the phone line, honey, and you're by a computer, please try and go and listen to the show from the computer if you just want to listen to the show. Because we have a lot of girls that's hitting me up on IM saying that they're trying to get on the show and the phone lines are packed, honey. So the girls definitely want to get on the show, honey. So please, if you're by a computer, listen on a computer. You're going to still hear the same thing. 314-583, you're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
I'm good. How are you doing, Kelly?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
This is Shadina Ivisu that lives in Chicago. I just want to give a big shout-out to the Midwest chapter of Ivisu for Winter House of the Year. And, of course, I want to give a big shout-out to the Hall House of Miss Rocky for winning grand prize, House with the Most Trophies. Y'all definitely had turned that. And I also want to give another shout-out to Mother Alana Khan for winning Female Figure Performance. She really had turned that out. And that's pretty much all. I think the balls went really smoothly, even though they missed about four categories because the ball had to end. It was still a lot of fun. It wasn't, like, no fights or anything like that. The Rumble was quite interesting. And, Tiana, I thank you for giving the house our respect.
Okay. Thank you, darling, for definitely calling in.
No problem.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Honey, we're about to get the legendary Tiana Milan on the phone lines. The ball promoter, honey. We're about to get her up on the line, honey. Because I need to know what's going on. Nicole is in transition of driving to get home. Everybody is asking about Nicole. And as soon as Nicole calls in or texts me and tells me to call her, I'm definitely going to get Nicole up here on the line because she definitely says she has a lot of things that she needs to discuss with herself.
Hold on.
Let me see what happened with Tiana, honey. She just told me to call her. We try to call her back, honey, and get her up here on this line, honey.
Well, I'd like to give a shout out to my my legendary counterpart, DeAndre Garcon and Nicole Icon, who also walked Legendary Realness. Nicole and I was the final battle. I won over Nicole. That's our first time ever walking against each other.
Yes, Nicole. Yes, Nicole was
that's
definitely.
That's how facts, ain't it? That's what they say.
Pat.
Hello.
You can call it outside.
Hello.
You gonna be calling?
Hello.
Hello, Tiana.
Hey,
can you hear me?
Yes. Hey.
Hey. Welcome
to
the show, everybody. The legendary Tiana Milan is on the line. But before we get into last night, sister, how did you think that the awards were went on Saturday?
I think it was, like, really, really great, and it was so fair.
I know that's
I think
I
it was fair. I congratulate y'all on y'all win. I think it was fair. It was good.
Baby, I told you, honey, I told you I wasn't coming to Chicago to play, honey. I told you I was coming. I said I was coming, honey. I needed to come, honey. I got tired. I'm getting tired of getting my ass kicked by the Milans by one point, honey. I said I was coming. And I was not playing with the girls, honey. I was not playing with them at all, honey.
So, Kelly,
but
quick
question.
But
you know,
question.
I'm a messy bitch, so I want to get into the mess and I want to get into the drama. Please tell me why you escorted the lady out on the microphone last night.
We're going to talk about the awards ball first.
I know the awards it was cute. Y'all got through all y'all categories, but full mistake. There's no reading mistake. The tables was on point. The food was on point. The judges was on point. And y'all didn't play with the girls' mistake. And there was something that was going on in the judges' panel mistake. Y'all was ready to change the judges' panel mistake. The awards ball is no reading. It was cute. Congratulations to the Ms. Rice for winning by 11 points. Congratulations to the Balenciagas for having 8 points. Congratulations to the Milan for having 7 points. Congratulations to everybody else that had 2 or 3 points. Congratulations. It was a success, bitch. You made your money. You need to take a week off of work, bitch, and lay up in your bed like the cuts. Let's get into the madness and the dirt.
Thank you.
Why did you put that lady out by security on the microphone? They said you walked her across the room on the microphone and escorted her with security.
Well, Kelly, it was just like other things going on that started from the ball, you know, where the houses, a lot of houses think that they should have, they deserve House of the Year. Every house could not win. Every house could not win. And when I see, everybody is shady. Everybody is shady. I'm even shady at times. But when you're sitting there looking at blunt and where everyone can see it, what you're doing, it means that you don't give a fuck about me and my ball. So, I mean, I had to do something about it. I had to do something about it, and when I removed Father Derek Hunt and Father Varel, Herrera off the panel, he wanted to, well, I removed Derek
because he didn't have a reason for chopping that Evisa child. So when I asked him to move, he was like, well, it was two chops. And then Marco was like, well, yeah, but we'll get off the panel, blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. I really didn't hear what he was saying, but if it was his ball and he asked somebody to be removed, they would have just been removed. It would have been no thing to it. And he would have said, it's my ball. Y'all know his favorite word. His favorite
it's
line.
My ball, and I do what the fuck I want at my ball.
Right, so and he got to understand it was my ball, and I did what the fuck I wanted to do, too. So it was just words back and forth, and I was trying to get through that thing because the last too many bars that we had in the Midwest after the bars got shut down, and, you know, I didn't want it to continue to be a read or have things like that to continue to happen. We had a successful bar the first day. I wanted the bar the second day to be successful, too. So that was the whole thing.
I know that's right, honey. And please tell me, please, oh, my God, please tell me what happened with Shannon Khan chopping all the five Pretty Boys that came out last night for Pretty Boy Realness, the same ones that just got through the other night and was eliminating the children like hotcakes.
I don't know. I mean, one thing I don't like to do is overturn anyone I said that. Yesterday, unless I see that it's Shay, but Shannon had no reason to shade anyone because she didn't know anyone. So that's one reason why I didn't overturn it. What Tone did, a lot of house parents came to him and was like, well, this should happen and you should, you know, do something about it. That's why he brought it back. Me personally, even though it was my house member that was in it too, I would have left it the way it was. I don't know what was her reason for doing it. I mean, she had her reason, and she just didn't see it, she said. She said, I think it was the Gassam child that with the braids. She felt that he should have won yesterday, but he got sent on his way. She didn't think they was prettier than him.
Oh. Okay, honey. Well, hold on. So the caller that's hitting me up on IM asking me to clear the phone lines because somebody's trying to call in. We're going to clear the lines. We're going to clear some of these callers. And we're going to get my caller. Hold on. Let me highlight this, honey. We're going to get my caller that's trying to call in. A mother is trying to call in to the show because she has something to say. So let me clear the lines some, honey. And get this mother up here on this line, honey.
Well, why are you doing that? Oh, sorry.
Hey, go ahead.
No, why are you doing that, Kelly? Tiana, this is Sim Queen with 15 inches from the chat room. I just want to say kudos to your function. It was packed booths. It was a lot of people. And I'm glad to see that the Midwest is coming out of the whole Midwest thing and becoming more of the Midwest how it used to be. So
all right.
Kudos.
Thank you.
Kudos.
Right.
Yes, honey. Okay, I hope y'all got on the phone lines. I cleared a couple of the callers. I had to clear a couple of callers, so I hope y'all got on the line, honey.
So, Kelly, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What happened with the women's face thing? It was like a controversy or something that was going on the stage, but I couldn't hear what was going on about that.
Okay, the category was women's face with a glitter lip. And the con woman came out and she had on a metallic lip and it wasn't a glitter lip. So when she first came out, I told Jack, you know, because they said they didn't want any controversies at the ball. So I told Jack that she does not have on a glitter lip. It's a metallic lip. And for Jack to go do it, you know. I came to the board, you know, Ronnie, you know I'm loud, Ronnie, you know I make a scene and stuff. So I said, no, I'm not going to make no controversy. They said, you make controversy, your house going to get put out. I don't want to get put out. So I told Jack. Jack went up there and asked, but nobody didn't do anything about it. So then they got down to battling. The child was about to win over my child, so then I had to step up and voice my opinion because, you know, Jack is there as work. He's not a Mizrahi. He's a Mizrahi, but he's there as he's there as hired help. So he couldn't
right.
really, you know, get in. So that's when I had to step up and let them know. No, this category says with a glittering lip, this lady, yes, she is lovely, but she has on a metallic lip. There's a difference between metallic and glitter. I was not having that, honey. Everything had to be on point. But, you know, honey, I was running around doing my magic, but still had to make sure my children was right.
Right, right.
I mean, it's
what's so, and so then they got mad. So then they got mad because they said, "Well, you should have said something in the beginning." I did say something to the commentator in the beginning to say something because I didn't want to come up there and say But I'm not just gonna let nobody win over my child when I sat here and read these motherfucking flyers, this flyer and everything, and I drove hours with my kids. No, not at all. No, we're not gonna have that. We're gonna do everything on point. That's why every time they called the category and I was sitting on the judges panel, I kept specifically asking Cooley, what is the category calling for? I wanna know what the category is calling for, and it would seem like it was hard for them to let me know what the category is calling for. I'm not judging nobody and giving nobody no nothing unless I know exactly what the category is calling for, even though I read the flyer. But when you're sitting there and you're at the ball, you're not thinking about what you are read a couple of hours ago, you're just into ball mode, so I want the commentator to tell me, and it would seem like it was hard for them to tell me exactly what the category was calling for. So sometimes I was like, I'm not going to pick it so I know what the category is calling for. I need to know what the category is calling for, because I didn't want to shade anybody. I wanted to be fair to everybody.
Okay.
So, but, you know, it was just a lot. I mean, it would be nice if we could get Shannon, Carr to call in here and tell us why did she chop all these boys for pretty well realness. I heard that from speculations on what I heard was that she thought that the pretty boy should have on a little bit of paint or something is what she said. But I want her to call in here herself or somebody else to call in here, you know, to tell me exactly what it was, honey. So if somebody can get Shannon on the phone line or know where Shannon is at, and y'all can hit me up on my red phone and let me know that she's trying to get in, we would definitely make way for her to definitely get in here.
Can I
definitely need to make sure she gets here on the line. Let me call Nicole and see what's going on with her, because I think she had a lot to say, honey.
Kelly 15 had something to say.
Yeah, I got something real quick. To the House of Ebony, I love the House of Ebony and everything. I like pretty much all the houses. But to the House of Ebony, why would y'all have Cassandra come out there for a legendary performance and get chopped like that? Now, y'all know she's not legendary. Y'all know she's not legendary. Y'all knew this. Why would y'all bring her out there? Why?
Well, somebody just hit me up on Yahoo and said, Chicago is the easiest place for a girl to get their legendary status when they're not really legendary.
Well, she didn't get it that night, Donnie.
Baby, I gagged when she came out there for legendary performance. I really did.
I gagged too, honey. I said, wait. If they don't chop this thing, and they chopped her right on back, and I live for her vote, don't get me wrong, but she's not legendary. No, she's not.
So what do you see
her as? She's up and coming. She's up and coming now. She's a statement up and coming. She's up and coming. You know, she has a few more years to go.
Well, I mean, what do you think about that situation?
What do you mean? What I think about one chop? One chop is not legendary. It's not legit. My thing is that...
Rodney, what do you think about the situation?
I will definitely call Cassandra up and coming legendary.
Yeah, up and coming.
Okay, well, Cassandra, you have it. You have it for 15. You have it from the legend, and you have it from the other legend. You're definitely up and coming. When is it coming? But you are definitely coming.
I see, because it's 2011 now, so I was calling her up to myself, you know, up and coming, like last year. So, I mean, I think sometime this year, if they have a ball
not this year. Because Foxy and Timtim is not even legendary now, yet.
Timtim is. Tony chopped him because he said he didn't do it the proper way. But he said if this was a ball and they were deeming people legendary, Timtim is definitely on the list to come out as legendary.
That's a new show.
But we can't give Cassandra before the other girls that was out before Cassandra,
yeah,
the Foxy, and you know, and all those other girls. It's a lot of other girls that was out before Cassandra.
Yes.
Right, but if those other girls took long breaks and wasn't doing anything, and Cassandra was traveling from East Coast to West Coast, winning, We can't fault those other girls for being out before her but having done anything.
No, but Rodney,
yeah.
For example, Foxy, that's in your house, that used to be an Ebony, that's in Milan. Foxy's been turning it for quite some time.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely behind Foxy.
You can't tell me,
being
can't tell me
right.
But Cassandra and Foxy are not the same boat. That's a whole different boat right there. That's a whole different boat. Cassandra came out way after her. Way after her. So how could Cassandra be legendary in a year or two, but, you know, Foxy don't even get her status yet. So, like, I don't know. Like, it's interesting. Interesting. I don't know how it works, but it's interesting.
If anybody's on the phone lines and you have anything to say about the boys in Chicago, or you want to come and give us a little recap of what happened in North Carolina, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time, and we'll definitely get you up here on the phone lines. The phone lines are definitely open, honey, and we are here, honey, and we are live, honey. But hold on, honey. I got to pay some bills with the House of Christian LaCroix.
Models, guest list, just do your best, darling. LaCroix.
The House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix, March 19th. Location, the Skateland of Richmond, 5512 Hull Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, J. Manola Blunt, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Allure. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Bush Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Bush Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dress House, $200. Labels, $250. Bush Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, Ricky. LaCroix.
Gucci, Fendi, and Prada, Valentino, Armani, too. Man, I love them, Jimmy, too.
Yes, we are definitely back from our commercial break, honey. Yes. Are y'all still here with me, honey?
Yes.
Okay. Well, baby, so what else happened at the Rumble last night? Congratulations to Rodney team, being the only team that came out. I don't know what happened to the rest of the girls. They got scared.
Right, baby. I was wondering why.
I was wondering where all the girls was at. What happened? Hello?
Yes. 15, Tayana, y'all there?
Yeah,
I'm here.
Okay,
I know.
Yes, what happened to... Who was the other team captain?
Camaro was one. And who else, Tayana?
Camaro, Marquise, Ebony, you, and Red Escada. Craig or something.
I would like to congratulate my team members, Neil, Chanel, Mousy Khan, and Roger Khan, coming out to support me and help me. I haven't walked streetwear in a while, so you guys made it easy for me. Thank you guys for that. And on a side note, that my team received calls from the other teams. I won't call any names because I don't want people to think I'm picking on them. But they were asking my team's members to leave me to go be on their team. So, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, girls. Y'all doing those type of things?
Since you said you want scandals and shade and stuff, yeah, that's where it starts.
Oh, I'm gagging at y'all. Y'all was trying to steal people's team members. What the fuck? Get your own team. I really gagged that nobody came out like that, honey. I really did.
I thought Vogue Femme was a cute category at the Rumble Ball. Like it was some nice little battles that took place.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It was some cute battles. It was like a Mizrahi with the brace. I think he's from Chicago or the Midwest.
Detroit.
But I don't know his name.
Detroit. Chaos. Yeah,
him
Chaos.
And Bamzy. I think his name is Bam Bam or Bamzy or something. His name is. They had
Lots
a cute little battle. Yeah,
they both live in Detroit.
Yeah, that was one of the highlights for me for that week of the weekend.
Cassandra and Miracle Battle was really hot too.
You are so shady, 15.
Yeah.
So shady. Yeah, whatever. I'm really gagging.
I think another highlight, though, was when Tiana had put Mrs. Aurel and them off the panel. That was a kiki. Oh, I gag. Oh, Miss Thing, I gag. Oh, I gag.
So you stayed in town for both balls, huh?
Yes, honey. I gagged. I gagged Rodney. It was so funny because it was like Tiana said, hold up. And then she said what she said. And then she told Selvin to say something. And Selvin said, bitch, I ain't saying it. And Tiana said, give me a bite.
Hey, wait, because I need to find out. I need to find out from Tiana and Rodney and you too, 15. Why did the legendary Berlin Allure have to be escorted out the building by security at the end of the function? What happened? I missed something at the awards ball.
I missed that part. I actually don't remember that. I don't know anything about that because I probably was so stoned and high. I don't remember that, actually.
The end of the ball, the security had to escort him to his car. They said
somebody
was trying to attack him or something.
Yeah, I knew something had went down, but I don't know who it was. It was just a big ruckus. But by that time, I was seeing some numbers.
Only thing I know is that James had came over there and spoke with Berlin about her being disrespectful and shady on the panel. So he told her after the ball that he would like to speak with her.
Like if Berlin is Jack's daughter, right?
Have, security escort her to her car. She was nervous, honey. Bitch, Berlin, if you out there listening?
No, Berlin had ballet parking. Berlin had ballet parking, so it wasn't that.
But what happened?
I said she had valet parking. It wasn't like going on like that.
Oh, she had valet parking. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I heard
so
somebody wanted to pop on her mouth.
She had valet parking? Okay, I'm not understanding. So she got escorted out the building because she had valet parking. Is that what y'all saying?
That's what y'all gotta say. She had valet parking. The security escorted anybody with valet parking out to the car. Hold on, we got a Chicago caller in here, honey. Hold on, 312-566. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Wow.
312-568. You're live on the air. Hello.
That's a Herrera, honey.
Oh shit. Let's try this one more time. 312-568. You're live on the air.
I think I heard him click off already.
No, they're still there, honey, but they clicked off now, honey. Now
that's
what's going on. Baby, I think that might have been Marco.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we'll get Marco to call in here. and tell her her side of the story and exactly what happened, honey. Because, bitch, you know, I guess, honey, when the girls called me, honey, the girls called me. I was still driving in Pennsylvania when the girls called me and told me Miss Marvel just got escorted out the building, bitch. I was gagging. I was livid when the girls called me and told me that. I gave the ring, work, honey. Oh, they said clear the lines, Miss Marco's pressing one, honey. I think that was Miss Marco calling any, honey. Hold on. We're going to make room, honey. Switchboard, can you please clear me up some, because we got girls just holding on the line, and they're not talking, honey. I need to get Miss Marco up here on the phone, honey. We're clearing the lines, honey. Hold on. Some of you girls is calling in here. Y'all going to gag, honey. We're clearing the lines. Switchboard, clear the lines down, honey, and give me some room, honey. I need Miss Marco up here on the phone lines, honey. Or you girls sitting here and y'all holding on the phone lines. Honey, y'all going to gag, honey. Y'all going to have to call back in here. Private callers, maybe not doing private callers, honey. So, or y'all girls is calling in here. Private phone lines have been cleared, honey. Please tell Miss Marco she is free to call in here, honey. The floor is definitely hers. I definitely want to hear her side of the story, honey. Private callers, y'all, all private callers will be completely disconnected from the boards, honey. We're not taking any private callers. Private callers can't listen, honey. So call in and call in from a number or listen from the internet. We're not taking any private callers this season at all, honey. Only private caller that's allowed to call in here is 15. All the rest of you private callers will be disconnected.
Wait, Kelly. Someone from the chat room, don't come for me. Why she just said that Ms. Marco has four sides of the story and backs?
Well, hold on. Okay, hold on. Now we got a bunch of callers, honey. Okay, the first caller I have is 312-927. You're live on the recap show. How you doing?
What's good?
What's going on? Who is this, baby?
Campus. Hold on.
Hey, Pampers.
What up, Kelly?
What's going on, Pampers?
What's good, Rodney?
I'm doing great. You looked fabulous. Congratulations. You looked fabulous on Saturday, honey. I love the new category.
I appreciate it. I just wanted
to...
Yes, honey.
You be on. You're going to be playing with them.
I know I'm going to see you
in 2 weekends in Virginia, honey, for the 1500.
I will be cheering on my house members. I surely will be there. Holding bags and helping people get dressed.
Baby, honey. Bullshit, my ass.
I just wanted to tell Kelly, Tayana and Ayana and Tone, you know, I had a good time this weekend in Chicago, and thank you for the award. I got Atlanta's Finest. And they don't need to be cheap on their awards. Tell Tone to call me and Tayana to call me because I want my trophy. Because I know why they really gave it to me. It's because they didn't want to spend the money on the extra trophies.
You got the trophy, boy.
Also, Pampers, you have my DC Finest with you as well?
No, DC Finest not with me. But I just wanted to ask Kelly, what's up now?
But you know what? I'm gonna start doing like everybody else do. Give out fucking stickers because you know we buy those awards and they leave them all on the table.
Look,
so it's pointless.
I'm sitting here with Tone and I just slapped the shit out of Tone because I think he's trying to hide my trophy.
Oh shit!
He's gonna try to reuse them next time he have a mini ball.
Oh, Tayana, the girls in the chat room want to know, is it possible that you could tell them everybody that won the of the years?
No. They should have been there.
Oh, shit.
Or they can go and walk for me Wednesday. But I do want to say this because we didn't get to, it was a couple of them that we didn't get to. It was like three or four of them. I do want to make it known that New House of the Year did go to the House of Darion. They didn't, they wasn't there to receive the trophy on time when we did call them out, but it did go to them. Congratulations to you guys.
I know, that's right. Work it out, Darion's. Work it out, Darion's.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
What's up?
And so I want to let the girls know, honey, you know, we're waiting. Legendary House of Ms. Rahi is definitely waiting from the clearance of the Ballroom Alliance from Atlanta, honey, to definitely approve us to our house ball this year, honey, at Atlanta, Labor Day weekend. And if we definitely do get approved by the Atlanta Coalition and Alliance, all y'all girls definitely need to get ready for part two, The Road to Candyland, for $10,000 for the house with the most points in Atlanta, Georgia. So, girls, baby, all you house mothers and fathers out there, baby, push for your house to definitely approve Mizrahi for Labor Day weekend in Atlanta, and that's what we have in store for y'all, honey. And you know we don't play, honey. We definitely do give out our coins. 10,000 queens, honey. The girls
yes,
be ready, honey.
We will vouch for that. You definitely did. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Rocky.
Can we get to all the categories, though, this go around, please?
Trust me, we're going to get to all the, we're going to get to all the categories. I'm going to be on the microphone, baby. The doors are going to be open. If we get approved, the doors are going to be open at 4, and the ball is going to start promptly at 6 o'clock, and we're definitely going to make sure we get through all our fucking categories this time, baby. Everybody is going to get a chance to put out all their motherfucking talent, and trust me, the place is big enough to hold everybody, baby, and we're going to get through all the categories, and we're going to get to what we got to give the girls, honey, because we're going to give it out, honey. We're going to see what house is definitely going to be the new $10,000 house, or will the Milans come snatch the $10,000 once again?
How about that? Yeah, Kelly, you can take that. You can take that new off of it, because it will be a repeat offender in Atlanta.
Okay, well, the Milans said they're coming for their second $10,000, honey. So, girls, y'all better get ready, because you know the Milans do not play, honey. So we definitely get clearance by the end of the month when they have their meeting by the end of the month this weekend in Atlanta. I mean, by the end of the month in Atlanta, honey, flyers and everything will definitely be circulating so y'all girls can start getting y'all troops together, start buying airline tickets and everything because y'all need to get it early because, you know, the black market has shut the shit down. The girls need to be early. So we're trying to get our shit done early and approved so girls can definitely get on the ball with getting their tickets, their hotel rooms, and everything for that weekend, honey. It's definitely going to be a hot weekend, honey. I want to see who's going to win. The Milans already picked their bidding that they're coming for it. And Ms. Rahi's proved that we come for the $5,000, and the Milans said they're coming for the $10,000 again.
And a quick thing, for people that don't know, like, how to get cheap tickets, you can go on Priceline.com and name your own price and get you a round-trip ticket for about $150, real cheap. And you get a cheap hotel, like a 3- or 4-star, for under $100 a night in any city.
And if you got a driver's license and a credit card, a real one, and you add it to it, makes it even cheaper if you get all three.
Yeah. You go on Priceline.com and get you a hotel and a ticket. And don't have to spend no more than $500, $600 for the whole weekend. You know, it's real cute. It's cute.
You can be there safe and don't have to worry about, you know, opening up your eyes and having people escorting you off the plane or out your hotel room. I don't know.
Right.
I really don't. I don't understand. It's many things that I have done over my years, but I don't understand how the girls can go to sleep on grass. I don't.
I can't do it. No.
I'm a fat bitch, and I sleep hard, bitch. I don't want nobody coming in, and I'm in my motherfucking panties with no bra on, bitch, waking me up.
Maybe they will come to your window nowadays, honey. They don't have to come through the door.
That's
the window.
Hello. That's disgusting.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
Excuse me?
That is disgusting.
That's Paul.
That's
Tom?
That's Pampers.
That was Pampers. That was not me. That was
Pampers. You understand that when you say New York playing with me with my panties on?
No, I was not. That's because I wasn't saying anything to you. I was calling the police.
Funny, okay. Baby, stop crying now. I don't know where Nicole at. I guess where she at, where she's driving at. She must have got no phone service because she said she had a lot to say. But if we don't get Nicole on tonight, Nicole, I know she will definitely be on here tomorrow night for What the Fuck Tuesdays, honey. Her and 15 and Tyshawn will definitely be on the line tomorrow night for What the Fuck Tuesdays, honey. And I know they're going to make it hot because Nicole definitely had a lot that she said she had to say. And don't forget, on Wednesday night, the House of Christian and LaKawa will definitely be on the phone lines talking about all their function, answering questions and all types of things about their ball. So definitely be here Wednesday night when the House of Christian LaCroix will definitely be on the phone lines talking about their function. All you girls are sitting here on the phone line, I'm gagging and nobody has anything to say, honey.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But they always get so much to say at the ball, though. They always get so much to say at the ball, but then when it comes to the show, they say they're going to say what they've got to say, but then when the show comes, they don't ever say nothing. They never say nothing. Never
say
nothing.
I guess they're scared at the next function they're going to get chopped or something by the girls in this thing, honey. And I'll be gagging at the girls. Another thing that has been on my mind, it has been on my mind for weeks, and every time the show come on, I keep forgetting to mention it. To all these girls that's out here in the ballroom scene, whether you're young or whether you're old, bitch, okay? And you hear somebody wants to join a house in this thing, and you sit here and you tell them, oh, don't join that house. That house is quack-a-quack-a-this, or that house is quack-a-quack-a-this, or quack-a-quack-a-that. This thing, y'all girls need to stop doing that and reading the house in this thing, because you reading the house, telling somebody not to join that house and to join your house in this thing, all you're doing is making that person want to join that other house so they can see what it really is, Miss Thing. By you doing that, it does not help your cause at all, Miss Thing. And that goes out to you girls out there, honey, that sits back and y'all tell people not to join my house, Miss Thing. I don't need anybody to join my house. If they want to be here, they want to be here. I love loyal and dedicated members, but that goes out to every other house. But I'm not going to put the people out here that was doing that because they're not in my age bracket or on my level for me to sit on this show and read them. But I'm just letting it be known that Mother does know.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Hello.
I want to give a shout-out to Ballroom Throwbacks, who was definitely in the building, along with their escort, Jason. They was taking pictures and filming the ball and everything, so nice pictures on Facebook and everything. So give a shout-out to the Prodigies and Ballroom Throwback.
Wait, did you say his escort?
Not escort, like he accompanies them.
Oh, okay. I just, you know.
Hello?
Yo.
Hey, where Tom to go?
I'm right here, Tom.
Oh, I just want to say to Tom, the Pampers told me to ask you what happened with Marco.
She's not addressing that issue.
She said she's not going to address it. They wait for Marco to call in. But
Marco's going to call in himself.
I think Tayana's scared of Marco.
Hey, but on some real,
I definitely want to thank everybody for coming out last night to the aftermath, after the Midwest Awards Ball. It was good to see some of the people still stayed over. Congratulations to legendary Rodney, Father Moran, for his team winning the $500 grand prize. I'm starting to think that Camaro and Prince Red and Marquise Ebony are scared of you, Rodney. Can you please let me know when can I see that battle again that we set up that the girls got afraid of and didn't come out?
Yes, I was gagging that Camaro and his team wasn't out there. Camaro, what happened? Camaro, if you out there listening, Camaro, call in here, hit me up on Yahoo, and we will definitely get you on the phone, Camaro. You were in Chicago, and you didn't bring a team. What happened, Camaro? Did you get scared?
Well, you know, they mostly probably do get scared because 9 times out of 10, Rodney Walk, he winning, honey. You know, that's just what it is.
Maybe I'm gagging. I'm gagging. He flew all the way out there. He didn't have a team. Hold on. We have a call up. 312-823. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing?
Hello. Hey, Kelly. It's Nina.
Hey, what's going on, Nina?
Hey, how are you? Hey, Tayana.
I'm doing great with yourself.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Nina.
Hey,
Nina.
I just wanted to
say, Grandpa House of the Year and Mother of the Year.
Thank you so much. I just want to say thank you guys so much for Saturday night. Ball was really, 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 really nice. Kelly, congratulations to your house. Y'all brought it. Y'all brought it professionally. Y'all were on point, everything. Y'all look fabulous. And y'all did a really great job, and y'all really deserved it. I just want to say I really do appreciate everything and all y'all support all year, all last year. And these two really does appreciate, you know, when people with a fair and just, you know, doing things the right way. But it was a really good ball, and the girls came out. It was packed. It was fun. And, you know, that's all I got to say. I really had a good time. I really did. Yeah, I really did.
Thank you, Mina.
You're welcome.
So, Mina.
Uh-huh.
question for you. Did you feel or notice any shade between Herrera's and Evisu's on Saturday?
Yeah, Marco, you know how she gets. I had chopped her and she started chopping my hair. You know, this is how I feel about things, Rodney. When you're at a certain level in a house or you're at a certain level in the ballroom, if I chop Kelly, Kelly's not going to turn around and chop the Evisu's all over the country. Kelly's going to chop me or she's going to get a chance to chop me. Keep it between me and me and that person. Don't come after my house. That's so old school. You know, Tayana, I remember we used to do that years ago at, you know, Route 66, and, you know, that was very Fifth City. I was just like, girl, you know, when are we going to evolve? You took the mess, I chopped you. You came up there stumbling, I chopped you. It was horrible. She was horrible from the beginning to the end. And I chopped her. And I love Marco. She looked at a complete mess. I'm sorry, she did. I'll tell her when we have a parents meeting. She did. Those girls that came out were graceful. Those few girls, they were very graceful. They were graceful. They were well put together. And, you know, I'm judging fairly this year. I'm not judging it. I'm not judging. I'm not political. I'm not doing anything. I'm judging fairly. I don't have time for the nonsense. I really come out. When I do come out, please tell your people to be on point. I told these Evisu's, I'm judging fairly. I don't care who they are. I don't care who you are, what type of you can be, but please be on point. And
yes,
I'm just being honest and I'm being fair. It was horrible.
If she was...
She would have got me if I. First of all, she don't have face, and I'm being totally honest.
Thank you. She don't have it. Thank you.
This was the first time in Tayana, and I'm not reading her. I'll go to her house and tell her. The first time I have ever judged her for face. Whenever Marco has walked face, I've never been on the panel, or either I was on a different half. She does not have Drake's face. I was looking at them other girls. No, ma'am.
Mina, can I stop you 1 second here? I got to ask you a question because you just said that Marco doesn't have Drake's face. You said Drake's face. What face do Marco have then? Because Marco don't have Drake's face or big boy face. So, I mean, what face do we have?
I remember a long time ago, you know, doing the Rags 1 and 2 and all of that. Y'all used to see her album.
We're not going back to 2002 now.
But we're not going to go back there. But I'm not going to say that. She's definitely not Drag's face. I'm going to leave it alone. But she's definitely not Drag's face. She's not. I thought Victoria was coming out, Tayana. Rodney, I really did. When Jack was going in, you know, my daughter, I thought Victoria or somebody was coming out. Beauty. I didn't know who it was. But when she came stumbling up the stairs, I was like, girl. And that girl fell off. Girl, and that shoe fell off, and then they had to carry it on the stairs. Bitch.
Miss Marco, Miss Ivory Herrera, the girl said that you don't have face, so they said for you to stop calling me out, telling me that you want to play.
No, baby, she don't want a date, Kelly.
I was ready, and I came.
Okay.
Tayana, are you okay, Tayana? Because I hear you gagging over there, honey. You okay?
I'm okay.
I think this is a Chicago number. I don't know, honey, but I know it's a Midwest number. 314-458. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Indianapolis.
Who's calling, baby?
This is Mother Beachy
Ms. Rahe.
Hey, Beachy.
St. Louis.
How's everyone doing?
Hey, honey. What's going on? Congratulations, girl.
Thank you. I wanted to say thank you to Ayana and Tayana and Tone for the award that I received that night. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to receive it because I was getting ready for the category that I missed, but, you know. But I will say this, though. When I got there and everything, I had a lovely time until... Because I was getting ready for the category, I started not to enjoy myself. Only reason why is because I had 2 pair of Spanx on, a waist cincher, and a corset. So my body became over it, and I had to leave early. But other than that, I had a wonderful time, and I had a nice time at the aftermath as well. So that's all I have to say. And hey, 15, how are you?
Hey, Michi. Well. Thank you for coming, Michi.
Oh, no problem. I had a good time. So,
A great job of bringing all your children to the forefront, honey. You brought them.
Yeah.
Y'all brought it.
Michi.
Okay.
Michi.
Yeah.
Huh? I definitely want to, we definitely want to just acknowledge Michi for being one of the trailblazers of St. Louis. If people didn't understand that award, we just wanted to pay homage to some of those people that, you know, don't necessarily get the recognition that they deserve for starting scenes in their area. And Michi was a great, you know, support to the whole St. Louis scene that a lot of us go to now. So we definitely just want to, you know, pay homage and honor.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, it's not about the awards. As long as everybody gets their, you know, life in my city and stuff like that, that's all that matters to me anyway. So, you know. But too bad I wasn't able to walk. I'm sorry, Mina. I wouldn't have been the one stumbling.
Girl.
Did you see it,
girl?
Oh.
Let me tell y'all something. When I seen her about to fall this thing, I just knew that the ball was going to be over, bitch, and the building was going to come down.
Bitch, I had got so weak.
It was so funny because when she got on the stage, child, everybody started walking back from the stage like, ooh, Michelle, like she's about to really knock that stage in pieces, honey. Everybody started moving back. They was running back from the stage.
Yeah, that's not nice.
But it's the truth. You can look it on DVD. Get the DVD. You'll see it.
Well, I had to pose that question. I want to get some clarity. Thank you for clearing that up for me, Nina. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Michi, for definitely calling in.
No problem.
Baby, anybody else out there that's on the phone lines, if you have something to say about this weekend, which was a fabulous weekend, honey, definitely feel free to definitely press 1. We are definitely here on the phone lines, honey. And we are definitely live. Hold on, I have another caller. 646-418. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
Hi, Kelly. I have a question. Mina got on this phone again, and didn't Albert Evisu pass away this weekend? Why have not one Evisu acknowledged that?
Girl, who are you? What's your name, girl? What's your name?
This is Quincy Icon.
Okay.
Hey, Quincy.
Hi, y'all.
Quincy!
But I don't understand, the founder of the house, Evisu, passed away, and she didn't get on his phone and say anything about it. She didn't say anything about it at the ball on Saturday, but you're talking about Marco. With the respect. But
you
I'll be the first
to
one to say it. Rest in peace to Albert Evisu.
I said it also. Where's my co-host? Where's she at?
Sleep.
Oh, wake her up now.
Yes, Albert will be missed. He will. And it was just a shocker. You know, we just still going through it. And that's why this is such a hard time. It was just hard, you know, getting the people out and getting Kenny and Keon out. There's so much we have to do in this upcoming week. So it was just, you know, what it was. You know, and the thing is, you know, you never, you know, and I don't condone violence, but, honey, if we was really working for the 5,000, she'd have got it. The thing about chopping on your Evisu, they was like, we take that. I'm like, no. Baby, them kids was ready. You don't do that to people. You do not do that. That is crazy. Don't nobody do that no more. I just want to give my house a shout out for all the years of being in the Midwest here. That other year was just, it was like just everything. It was all the years of everybody who ever been in Midwest Evisu. It was for them, too. It really was. And, you know, they just really did a bang-up job. They really did. For the last 6 years, these Midwest Evisus have really been doing their thing. So, it's what
Wait,
it
for
is.
For everybody on the phone, Kelly, Rodney, are y'all still on the phone?
Yes.
Did y'all catch how Mina just paid, like, Quincy's question?
Oh, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
She paid Quincy, the question.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Quincy gone now, honey. Hold on. We got another caller. 917-279. You're live on the air.
on the Recap Show.
Hi, everybody. This is Ray Visu. Quincy, we don't have to do that. We already took care of that, so there's no reason for us to keep talking about it.
Okay. There you have it.
What was the question? I'm serious. I was getting something out the fridge, but I didn't hear it. I'm sorry. What happened? What I miss?
He said you was at the – he said on Saturday at the ball and also
mm-hmm.
today on the show, the founder of your house passed away and you did not once acknowledge it or give a, you know, shout out or anything to Albert, you know, saying for founding your house and being the integral part of Evisa.
Oh, well, I'm very private like that. Like, our house isn't, like, out like that. I'm not the type of person that – who I talk to privately. Like, they gave me my condolences and I gave them my thank yous privately. But I'm not at a ball – I'm not just at a ball to come there for sympathy. I'm not at a ball to, you know, to get no love or different things like that. That was very private. What am I supposed to do, coming all black with a veil on? I mean, like, it's a ball. You know, come on now. I don't get it. I don't get the question.
Well, Mina, this is what she said. Rodney only told you the half part. He didn't tell you, like, the shady part that she said.
She basically said, why would
you get on this phone and not mm-hmm. give any respect to Albert Evisu, but yet you would sit up there and read Marco? That's what she said.
She said about you
reading Marco, but yet you didn't give no respect to Albert Evisu. So she just said, why would you acknowledge
because
Marco?
Because Albert Evisu isn't
Albert.
Really, this is a ballroom blog talk radio show. So my purpose for calling in was very ballroom and what went on Saturday night.
I agree.
I'm not going to get on here and read and get on here and talk about Albert and, you know, his death. That's something
right.
very private.
Right.
And then that would be like, to go from saying, oh, I'm so sad Albert passed and I want to think, and then going to reading somebody. That's really kind of like,
right.
okay, girl,
right.
you're giving too much. No, I'm not going to do that. I didn't even want to, like, bring it up. Really, I didn't. I really didn't. Because that's just something that we're dealing with. And it's hard. It's really hard for us to deal with that.
I just sent a text over to Father Amori Herrera to let him know that the girls is on the radio going ham on his best friend and to get him on the phone, honey. Miss Marco Ivy Herrera, honey. Because I want to hear her side of this.
Yeah, I was just about to say that because we need to move on to bigger things. So, Ms. Marco,
mm-hmm.
give a call in, honey.
Right.
We get Ms. Marco because I want to hear her side of the story.
Wait a minute. Did you just catch what she just said?
Yeah, go move on to bigger things.
How much bigger we get is?
Well, I don't know if it's enough room, so I may have to get back in the chat room, honey, because I don't know if it's
mm-hmm.
enough room, honey, when she gets on this phone, honey. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's a big bitch, honey.
Hello.
Ooh, I think the stage found that out, honey, on Saturday, baby.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So did anybody see the Celebrity Apprentice?
I love it.
Girl, it's gonna be a mess. This thing, I cannot wait till the girls start really going in. Nene,
I
want
to give a big shout out to our girls in the chat room. To everybody that's in the chat room, I want to give a big shout out to all of y'all in the chat room, honey. Baby, y'all definitely frequent listeners, honey. I want to give a big shout out to all of y'all in the chat room. Toy, Susan, Son, One of Law, Pomps, Nelly, Mother 007, Legend, Lisa, who else is in the chat room? My girlfriend is 15, Ballroom, Kurt, Black. I want to give a shout out to all of y'all, Father EV. So I want to give a shout out to all my guests that's in the chat room and listening. I want to give a big shout out to all of y'all in the fucking chat room, honey, because baby, y'all bitches be on point, honey, and y'all don't play, honey. How y'all doing?
Tayana, I want to tell you something. I don't know if you was on the phone when I said it earlier, but I'll say it again since you're on the phone to make sure you get it. You know how y'all was saying that Milan was calling the police and all this other stuff, saying that Milan called the police on y'all balls over the past few balls and this ball he so-called did it too? He is doing it, but he has a co-host, and that's Marco, just to let you know. FYI.
Oh.
FYI. Just to let you know. And that's just fresh off my, and that's fresh tea, and it's true tea. She's going to deny it, but it's real tea. So just watch, you know, when they say to your girlfriends, watch your back, girl. You know.
I want to know, baby, you know, I want to know what's going on. I got some other tea that came on. I seen a teaser out this weekend for Gay Pride Weekend in Atlanta that legendary Milan 007 and somebody was having a ball. But I thought that weekend was the legendary Tayana Milan and the legendary Mother Mary Mizrahi weekend. What's going on with that, Tayana?
You saw a teaser for Chicago or for Atlanta?
I think it was for Chicago, for that weekend.
You saw the teaser for Milan and who?
Milan is somebody, 007, is giving a ball July, I think it was July 2nd, I think I seen the teaser. I used it because I had a piece of cupcake stuck in my teeth to get the cupcake out.
well, in the alliance here, we don't let anyone from out of state have a ball here.
Yeah, it was for July 2nd, Saturday, July 2nd.
Kelly, I can second that motion, Tayana. There is a flyer circulating from Milan 007 and Father Camaro Blani, which two people that does not live in Chicago nor supports the scene in Chicago is planning a ball on our Gay Pride weekend. Can we please expound on that information right now?
Well, I know that me and Ray Ray are having a ball that weekend, but our committee that we have, said that no one that, you know, lives in it, that doesn't live in the state can have a ball here.
Wait a minute. How is Camaro having a ball with her when Rico and Camaro are supposed to be having a ball that weekend also?
Where?
They're supposed to be having a ball on July the 3rd or the 2nd. Rico and
wait,
Camaro in Chicago.
Oh, no. You wasn't in Chicago in August last year.
Rico and Camaro said they was having a ball together. That's what
no.
Rico said.
After August of last year, the committee decided that we are not. No, you just can't come to this city and
pour a
ball.
I just said because Rico is promoting it, so that's why.
Girl, I've seen a lot of ball flyers. It was 1,000 ball flyers I saw on these things that ain't going to happen this year.
Right.
Well, then again, Mina, you got to watch that committee shit.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of things that's happening now that wasn't supposed to be happening with the committee. So you never know. It's up to the people to support it. So
support it, right.
If they support it, hey, it's on y'all.
Yeah. So.
I just said this, y'all know what happened. Yeah.
Tom, you still on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Ayana looks so beautiful. Oh my God, I was gagged.
Oh yes, Ayana, you did look
good. I had not seen this. Oh, I was like,
yes.
Congratulations to her as well. I want to say congratulations to her as well for coming
out. She looked amazing.
Well, she really did.
Just Tayana, Mina, and Tone, since y'all from the Midwest and y'all live in the Midwest, because I stay on the East Coast, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know, because I had, the ball was really nice. I had a nice time, but I didn't like the building was too small. Is that the only location where you all can have balls at or something? Like, what is up with the building?
Well,
you know,
I definitely know that we attempted to get a larger location for the Midwest Awards Ball. But due to the making so we can complete the ball and the time frame,
mm-hmm.
in Chicago, it's against the law to have buildings open that late. So,
mm-hmm.
then it's law.
And then again, we didn't want what happened the last time it happened this year because it's actually a police officer that owns the building. So when the police got called, we were glad that he was there, you know, to let them know there's nothing going on here.
Right.
So,
but I know for a fact that they was trying to fast different venues, but they had to, like Tom said, it was a task. It's like, you know, it's hard. It's harder than it used to be years ago. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is.
So, Tiana, speaking of that Rumble Ball that took place, I had a question. Was that the Rumble Ball? Was the word? I can't remember. It was when the Twitch category came up and all them girls got chopped. But Miss G Prodigy never got tens, but she ended up battling though. How did she get back in line and started battling?
The judges, if the I didn't see it, if the commentator and the judges let them through, there's nothing I can do about it.
Okay.
I mean, if I was there competing and I didn't say nothing about it, what is it for anyone else to do?
Right. Well, Tayana, I want to thank y'all for standing up last night. I wasn't there, but standing up for Hershey, and you know, it just has to stop. You know, when you see
that top wasn't right. That top was
blatant,
not right.
You
it
see
was uncalled for.
Blatant shade. You know, it's like you. That's when you have to, as a ball promoter, you have to say, okay, you know what? Stop.
You know, I don't know if we're gonna roll into our extra hour or do everybody gonna have to hang up and call back in. But my sister just told me they about to pull over and have a rest stop. They about to have a rest stop on her drive, so she can definitely charge up her phone and definitely come and say what she has to say, because she said she has a lot to say about Chicago. So we're definitely gonna be having the extra hour, because I was about to cancel it, but my sister just called me. And she's going to pull over and stop and charge up her phone and definitely talk and say what she has to say and how she feels about a lot of things that happened this weekend with the legendary Nicole Kahn. It's definitely going to be on the line in a few minutes. But I have another caller, and it's 224-280. You're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, this is Banks. How you doing?
Hey, Banks.
What's
going on? I'm good. How y'all doing? I want to call in and say sign in. I really had a nice time this weekend. I couldn't make it last night, but I did send the mother. I had to go to work this morning. I want to congratulate y'all. Y'all had came tough. She was really giving it, you know, but I want to congratulate the House of Mizza. You guys came really strong and really prepared, and I really want to congratulate you guys. You guys did a really great job. I don't know. It wasn't a lot of turmoil and stuff. Y'all got through everything. It was a really, really. I mean, I had a really nice time. A lot of my family had came out for this weekend. They had a good time. Had some shenanigans that happened outside the ball, but other than that, I really enjoyed myself. But some categories, kind of, y'all was supposed to announce that shit. You know, I had to come back up there because y'all was. I don't know what was going on for category C. But it was really a really good time this weekend.
Wait a minute, Banks. Now, I was in the inside. What happened on the outside?
Nothing. They was fighting and shit.
Who?
I don't know. There was somebody, some people was getting fighting and stabbing people and shit. What happened with that?
Ooh.
Child, that was Raphael Evisu and Bam. The boy with that keloid on his ear.
Aren't they lovers?
You talking about Bam from Ohio?
Bam, you know Bam, Chanel, Evisu.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah, with the keloid. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, aren't they lovers?
I thought he went with,
he goes with Mario.
I mean, not, yeah, Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody said that, Mina, why did Maya leave the house of Evisu?
Child, that's a long story.
That's a girl in Vogue?
Yeah, I'll just say, just pay it.
I thought she walked last night in Evisu.
She
that's
did.
Just pay
right.
It.
Oh, so
it's fresh.
How did she
do
that quick?
You know how the kids do. It was she. You know how people get on Facebook and that's basically it. You can't leave the house of Evisu unless you're in the Midwest, unless you talk to me personally. You can't do it on Facebook. And a lot of people get on Facebook and vent and things like that. I don't have Facebook, so I don't read it. I can only so in order for me to for her to say she left and I didn't even read it, I get calls that she said she left, then that she didn't leave. You know, like you didn't talk
right.
to me.
Right.
I don't have Facebook. I don't be on Facebook. I don't have a Facebook page yet. I plan on getting one sometime in the future. I just don't have that time because I know it's gonna
is very, you know, I see people all the time on it, and I don't have time like that. So.
No, I mean, that's because you're old, bitch. You on Facebook. You still on MySpace.
No, I'll be on a thread. I'll be on my thread, so I can't, like, you know.
Don't Tiana. Back to that Bam and Raphael fight. I just got some tea that came to me and just said Bam X Chanel was fighting Raphael Evisu, but they was fighting over Mario Aga because Mario Aga and Raphael go together.
Wait, 15, you say that.
15.
Yes. Save those comments and everything. 15, you're going to drop that. You're going to drop that on us in the next hour. We have 38 seconds.
Okay.
Everybody needs to wait until 101 and call back in here at 101, and the next hour is definitely going to start.
Okay.
So everybody get ready to call back in.
So Kelly.
Everybody from the chat room, yes, I'm going to call you back, Rodney.
Okay.
So you
going
to call me back,
okay,
too?
So, yes, I'm going to call you back. I'm going to call you back, too.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
All right.
So we're definitely going to get the X hour started. In 2 minutes, everybody hang up and call right back in.
Okay.